All right. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Once again, that's samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, or direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. Now, you guys always know that I want to let you in on all the deets and all the goodies and all the good things that we have going on in Daughter right now. But I'm going to save that to the end, and I'm going to get into this podcast episode. If you are watching, you guys can see there's a lot of sun. There's a window with the sun is shining down right on the side of my face. So if that kind of move your laptop or your phone, if that affects how you see me on screen. But yes, we're going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to get into this episode. Amen, amen. All right. Well, Father, we honor you. We adore you. We bless the name of the Lord. We glorify you, Father, for you are worthy and you are worthy to be praised. You are wonderful. You are faithful. You are glorious. You are beautiful. Father, you are good and your mercy endureth, O God, forever. And right now, Father, we just invite the Holy Spirit afresh, Father God, into this podcast episode, asking that you lead the charge. Father, your sons and your daughters need to hear from you today, Father. I pray that you'll minister to this, Father. I pray it'll be directly from the heart of the Father to your children. I pray, God, let every person listening to this, whether they listen to it when it first comes out or they're listening to it, God, months and months from now, Father, God, years from now, let it have a supernatural impact on their heart. Let it change their entire outlook of their life. Let it shift their mindset. Let it mature them. And I pray, God, that you'll get the glory out of it. Father, I submit to you my tongue. I submit to you my mouth. I submit to you my intellect. I submit to you everything that I believe that I have going on, and I give it back to you. And I pray that you breathe your breath upon it, and let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. And I pray over, God, these your daughters, that they will be blessed. God, I thank you that this will advance the kingdom of God, Father God, and that we will all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you for this now, Daddy. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. So this is bittersweet, family, because this is the final episode of season 3. I know. But yes, it's the final episode of season 3. And then we will stop here. We will take a brief break, and I'll be bringing some other content to you, during our break. That's specifically, you know, on YouTube or on Instagram. I have something coming down the pipeline. I'm so excited about it. So you're about to get a taste of it. And then we will resume and start season 4. Amen. But family, we are, the name of this episode is called The Good Life. The good life, right? So this season has been all about adulting and all the reasons why adulting may not be great, may not be fun, why you might not be enjoying it. And here's the thing, we should be enjoying it. We should. I'm not saying it won't have its moments where you just, this is for the birds, okay? I'm not saying that's not the case. But what I am saying is that in a general sense, you should be excited about adulthood and you should be excited about your life. You guys, that's a reel that has gone viral several times on social media. And in the reel, people will like use the audio sound that'll say, oh my goodness, you're so successful. You're so blessed. What was your strategy? What did you do to get there? And the person would say, delusion. Utter delusion is how I got here. And that's hilarious because as much as that's funny, that is absolutely the one of the sources or the keys to a good life. Not delusion, but from a biblical standpoint and from a spirit-led standpoint, we have to be people who live our life in agreement with God. Here's the thing. Y'all, when I was in college, I went home to Atlanta, where I'm from, for a summer or so. And every time I went home to Atlanta, I would get a job over the summer, make some money to go back to campus with. And one summer I worked at Waffle House. One summer I worked at a camp for kids, and it was not a great experience. But I worked these jobs like they were the best jobs you could get on the market. Meaning I was excited about my job. I ironed up my uniform. I took it seriously. I went to work with a passion and a drive. And I had issues at the job like everybody else. Coworker issues, boss issues, the issue. Like when you start working for a company, you start to come into the knowledge of the issues of the company, not just the benefits of the company. And so I experienced all of that. But this was where I was in life right now. This, yeah, I know this is my forever. I know that at the time I was in college and I was pursuing a degree, and I had faith that that degree was going to lead to a better job and better lifestyle and better position. Absolutely. And there are some of you, you may not be necessarily in school, but the season that you are in your life or the career you're in, man, this is not your dream job. This is not your dream house. This is not your dream car. This is not your dream life yet. But the Bible says, if you will be faithful with little, I will make you ruler over much. And so there is something to be said about how you handle the little. You know, God's called you to mentor the thousands, but right now you got five faithful women. How are you going to show up for those five faithful women, those five faithful men? All right. You are aware that there's a great call on your life and you're going to do X, Y, and Z, but this is the position of your ministry. This is the position of your business. This is how big your name or your notoriety is right now. This is, you know, or make it more practical. You know that one day you're going to have a really nice home, but right now you got this really nice apartment. Or maybe you're in a home, but it's not your dream home. Okay. Maybe you're driving a car, but it's not your dream car. It's a step towards your dream car, but it ain't your dream car. Right. Whatever season you are in life, you have to decide that this is a good life. Y'all, it's that simple. You have to decide that this is good. One thing your enemy is always going to do is keep throwing in your face where you're not yet, where you're imperfect, where there's something wrong, where you have to labor here. You may not have to labor later on. And why can't we get there fast enough? And it causes you to dismiss the blessing of this season, as well as it causes you to dismiss what God is doing in this season. What you get to learn out of this season that you get to take with you in future seasons so that you don't have to keep repeating the same test and the same cycle. You see what I'm saying? There's such a gift in this, you guys. Listen, I was listening to a podcast, well, a clip of a podcast. I didn't get a chance to watch it. But the woman was talking about how, you know, as you get older, you look back at the younger version of yourself and you always, and most women say, man, I wish I would have enjoyed that body, or I wish I would have enjoyed that mindset, or I wish I would have enjoyed that season of my life. I wish I would have just enjoyed it because there was nothing wrong with me, or there was nothing wrong with that. But now I'm in this greater season that's great and beautiful, but it comes with so much more weight and responsibility. And I wish I just honored that past season. Family, it comes a time where you have to decide that you're going to have a good life. There comes a time where you have to decide that I have a good life. It's not delusion. It is agreement with God. God is not giving you crap. What is what you have not perfect? No, because we live in an imperfect world and you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity and you're not perfect. And there's always going to be something that could be better. Again, if everything was, you know, pristine and you're just perfect, you can just go to heaven. Why be here with us imperfect people? Go on up and be with your perfect daddy, you know, but no, things are not going to be perfect. And that's fine. That's perfectly okay. But hear my heart. It's time for you to enjoy your life, but you have to make that decision. Nobody else can make that decision for you. Nobody else can come around and say, okay, well, you know, this is the moment that it starts to, when it starts looking like this, this is when you, no, none of that. You have to decide this is a good life. A preacher once told me, he was a male leader I had in my life at the time. And he said to me, Samantha, every day I wake up in the morning, I wake up, I jump out of bed with great excitement. I make my bed, I go downstairs, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast, I get going. He said, because every day I wake up with so much purpose over my life. I choose to not forget that. Whether this day feels sleepy and mundane, or whether this day feels energetic and is full of things to do, you are a person full of purpose. Wherever God has placed you, there is so much purpose and destiny and work and assignment and focus that is required. Okay. And guess what? You are in such a blessed position. I know it does not feel like it right now, but you have to decide that it is. You have to decide that this is the good life. You have to decide that I'm going to enjoy this. Okay. There are times in your life, there are seasons that you are intentionally put in by the Father, and everything around you is uncomfortable, and you have to decide to enjoy pregnancy. Pregnant is beautiful, but it is such a limiting time because you're in such a special place. And so you can't sit the way you want to, and you can't lay the way you want to, and you can't eat everything that you want to eat, and you can't go everywhere, and you have bouts of exhaustion, and you have symptoms coming out the butt every 5 seconds. And you have to decide that this is a beautiful and blessed season of your life, because when it's over, as with all those issues, you're going to look back and miss it. There are women who talk about how they still rub their stomach and their kids are grown because they miss the feeling of having a baby in their belly. They miss the feeling of nursing, right? Because it's something that we're wired to do by women. It is a blessing and is a gift. And I've said this in prior episodes, something being hard doesn't make it any less a blessing and doesn't make it any less good. Yes, you're not where you're gonna be, but you are where you are. And that's not where you were. That's not where you used to be. You see what I'm saying? So you have to decide that you're gonna have a good life. You have to decide to come into agreement with God in the midst of your sleepiness, in the midst of possible warfare, in the midst of whatever. Man, God, like this is where the power of thanksgiving and praise and rejoicing comes in, because it's a declaration that's an opposition of how you feel. It's a declaration that's an opposition of how you think and how you operate. Like, God, you are good. God, I thank you right now. I bless you. I honor you. I adore you. God, you're faithful to me. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment that I don't fully understand. Thank you for this moment, Father God, that does not feel good, but I know is working for my good. Thank you that things don't happen to me. They happen for me because I am a son of the living God. Like, just begin to worship and thank God and watch God shift your perspective. I said this 1,000 times. But many people that I have mentored or counseled or places I've preached or things that I've done, I've said it 1,000 times. God will change your perspective before he changes your situation. Because the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, meaning you being anxious and impatient and restless almost creates a blockage and makes it really difficult to be able to hear the voice of God on that thing and in that thing, because you're just so anxious about it. Sometimes God keeps trying to talk to you and it's hard for God to get through to you because of the anxiety and the anxiousness that you're carrying. God's like, okay, I have to diffuse you first, because if I try to tell you this now, you can't even hear me, or you won't be able to receive it. Y'all, I've had seasons where I was looking for answers from God and he spoke, and it didn't feel like it was good enough because I was so anxious. And then 3 months down the road, when I finally calmed down and I saw answers, God gave me the same answer that he gave me 3 months prior. But this time I was able to receive it and I saw how fruitful it was. And I'm like, man, why didn't I listen the first time? Because I had too much going on the inside of me. Too much going on the inside of me. Listen, y'all, you see, I have no notes. This was just in my spirit, and I knew the Lord wanted to talk about it. It's time to decide that you're going to have a good life. You have to decide that you're going to enjoy being an adult. Listen, there's certain things you can't laugh at and come into agreement with anymore, because it's time for you to go higher. Right? There are certain jokes we make on social media, like, ooh, girl, yes, that's real. Maybe for them. But you're a daughter. What does that look like for you? There's some things I can't laugh at and come in agreement with because I know what I'm believing God for. I know what I'm getting in position for. I know what I'm going after with the Lord. And so since I know these things, I'm like, okay, God, I'm not even going to play with that. Like, no, that maybe that's your situation, but that's not mine. I choose to have faith. That's really the heart of all of this is people of faith. That's what they call Christians, right? People of faith. That's not just when it comes to spiritual things. I have faith when it comes to spiritual warfare. I have faith. Y'all, you got to have faith for some of the most simple things in your life. We live in our entire life is wrapped around faith, right? Nobody, you can build a car to be, that you can feel be borderline indestructible. It still takes faith for that car to run. There's always the possibility that it won't work out. And so you have to have faith that it will. There are people who are not believers, who have never given their life to God, who understand the concept of faith. But what makes you a distinguishing factor is that you come from a different kingdom, a different world. You're an ambassador from an entirely different world coming into the earth, being an example of how to walk out faith. That doesn't mean that you always are doing it perfect or it always feels good or always looks good. No, but what it does mean is, yeah, I'm going to choose to have faith in my life. I'm going to choose to have faith. Like, and when choosing having faith creates this belief system, and it has this, like faith has its own language. It has its own sound. It has its own frequency. It has its own artwork. It has its own vision, right? What does being a believer look like being married? Right after you and your husband have a disagreement, God, I thank you. I have such a great marriage. God, not just a confession of faith, but no, you believe that. You operate, you engage with your spouse like you have a good marriage right after an argument. You engage with your children like you enjoy being a mother on a day that being a mom was really hard. You engage with your career and your career has been not really fulfilling you lately. And you engage with it like it's the best thing since ice cream. You're not lying to yourself. You're coming into agreement with God. I am telling you guys from experience, the minute that I decide to agree with God and focus in the direction that He tells me to focus on, that's like the master key. That's when He opens the door and starts talking about something that I've been trying to get Him to talk about for a couple months. But no, I'm finally in a position of obedience and faith and belief that now we can have this conversation because now you agree with me. I can't talk to you about a contract you don't agree to sign. You don't agree to be in with me. So we can't even go into all the benefits. You're not even in this. You declined it. I'm like, think about that. If somebody offers you a contract and you reject it, what's the point of them talking to you about the details of the contract? You rejected it. You're not going to accept it. So now I'm wasting my breath and I'm wasting my time. Now, God, I know the Lord never feels like, you know, hey, the Lord is never saying He's wasting His time with you. But I think it's understanding. Again, it's about agreement. It's about belief. It's about faith. It's about a decision. I quote this all the time because it blesses me every time I think about it. The Bible says that Sarah got pregnant the day she decided God was faithful, not the day Abraham decided that he was faithful. Because Abraham, as much as he believed, he could not carry that baby. That was only something a woman can do and only something that Sarah was anointed to do. So it wasn't the day that Abraham had the faith. It wasn't the day that Hagar had the faith. It wasn't the day that the angels had the faith or the other people who were low-key moon worshipers had the faith. It was the day that Sarah decided that God was faithful. That decision, the Bible did not stipulate that there was any other situation happening around that season that would, you know, somehow say, okay, you know, I can see how she got to the point of decision. There was no one and nothing else. There was nothing. It was a decision. It was a choice to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's a substance. It's a currency. It's like money. It is more real than these keys in my hand. It's real. And that's the substance you use to live your life. It's time for you to choose to be a believer in your life, in yourself. The day you choose to believe in the life you have right now is the day that you change your life. It's the day that you change your future. It's the day you change all of those things. Like all these people speaking about motivational, you know, the motivational videos we see, you know, Yes, if you would only believe, then your dreams will be accessed and the world will be on your, you know, they just going in. As much as what they're saying is a little, you know, much or dramatic or whatever, the principles they're talking about, their kingdom. Their kingdom. They're giving Bible without giving Bible. They're giving Bible without quoting a scripture. A lot of other faiths, New Age, the whole nine, they steal from the gospel because the gospel, we all know deep down, is the truth. Even if you don't like that truth, even if you're not comfortable with that truth, we all know it's the truth deep down in our soul and in our knower, because we're wired and created by God. We are created beings. Created beings understand that there must be a creator. So, family, I just want to leave you guys with that. If we want to have a conversation about adulting and you want to figure out why is adulting that hard? Because you have decided it is not going to be great. You've made every excuse in the book and you decided not to enjoy. So what happens when you decide to enjoy? There's a host on the show, it's an old show called The Real. And one of the hosts was Tamara Mori. She was from Sister, the show on Disney Channel that we once had. And she flat out said, you guys want to know why I'm so happy all the time? That doesn't mean I don't ever feel a way. It doesn't mean that there isn't stuff going on in my life. It doesn't mean that I don't feel sad or I don't feel fearful. I don't feel angry. I don't feel whatever. She said, y'all, I choose to be. That's it. That's it. Every day I choose to rejoice. There's so much power in that, you guys. Listen, the Bible talks about in the book of Ephesians that people who were once enemies of God, they had no hope. And they had no God. But the Bible says you are not one of them. You guys have been adopted. You are now in the kingdom. If all you have to ride on today is the fact that you are not going to hell, is the fact that you are loved by God, is the fact that you have a destiny, whether you know what it looks like right now or you don't, that is more than enough to rejoice. And sometimes, man, if you get in a posture where you are daily rejoicing over everything that God has given you, it's going to open your mind to a perspective and an insight and a perception and a vision that you never saw before. Because the enemy keeps showing you the negative, but he's not showing you the positive. All that you are going for you, how blessed you are. Family, in the midst of whatever you are going through right now, I guarantee you, you are still living the good life. Okay. Amen. Amen. All right, family, let's get into some deets. I'm so sad. This is our last episode. We'll be back very soon. Very, very, very soon. And I have some new stuff coming. So just be on the lookout these coming weeks. But yes. Yeah, so what's going on in daughter? Number one, join the sisterhood. We have a free Facebook private community that you can join of other like-minded Christian women going after the same thing. I want you to be part of it. We go live. We do interviews, do all kind of fun stuff in there. I'm about to bring some new content in there as well, what I'm super excited about. And so I want you to be a part of it. So if you want to join that, the link tree, go to my link tree on our Instagram at DaughterHSV, click that link and it'll take you directly over. It'll ask you a few foundational questions, answer those questions, and the admin will accept you into the community. As well as family, as you know, we do one-on-one Christian counseling and life coaching. If you are interested in any of that, please send me an email at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Once again, that's samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Or DM me at DaughterHSV on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok as well, as well as family. We actually recently sold our last two bottles. but we do have a hair and scalp oil. About 3 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream, giving me the formulation for a hair and scalp oil. It's called eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. It works wonders and brings so much hair and rejuvenation, so much health to your hair, so much rejuvenation, so much strength, a gorgeous shine. I mean, beautiful. I mean, glorious. And family, that is available. We're about to restock soon. That is available. You can go to our link tree on Instagram again at DaughterHSV, and that link is there to purchase as well. Or you can go to Pampered Beauty, it's the name of our line, has its own Instagram at PamperedBeauty24. You can go there and purchase as well, right? what else do we have going on? Please follow our YouTube channel. Follow our YouTube channel. We have some new stuff coming on the pipeline. I want you guys to be a part of it. I believe that's everything. Let's see. Check my notes. Oh, and yes, you guys, you know, we are not just a counseling service. We're also a ministry. We're the full package. And so if you would like to book me to come and to minister at your church, at your women's event, and you're on your panel, on your thing, please, there is a booking form that is now available. That is on our link tree as well, at DaughterHSV on Instagram. Go to that link and there is a booking form. And we try to get back to you within 24, 48 hours to let you know updates, or at least that you know that the form has been accepted. So yeah, that's everything that we have going on in Daughter right now. All right, family, I love you guys so much, and I'll talk soon.